Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Vez Hashem BPJ number 114. That's Bais Pnimi joint share number 114. Another piece of advice in communicating is to listen actively. To just simply listen, not to respond and defend yourself, not to withdraw sullenly. If you feel you have to respond, you can do that tomorrow, if there's still a need to respond. But right now, you actively listen. And it's so important to listen from a place of peace, from a place of curiosity and concern and love, like you did when you were dating. To listen to understand genuinely and deeply the inner reality of your spouse, the way what they're describing, why they're in pain, and to be gracious and open-hearted and curious. And your focus should be up squarely on your husband or wife, on what is being said, and not obsessing over how you will respond with your defenses or your own list of grievances. The primary goal here by listening actively is not to be defensive, to be open-hearted, to put aside for the moment any feelings you may have that you're about to be attacked. And most of us do feel defensive and closed. And very often we do not listen to what our spouse is saying because we're preparing for the next attack and figuring out how to attack back. That's our ego talking. But if we learn hard work, humility, self-esteem, which is connected to true humility, your ego can handle it and just listen, resist feeling defensive, and when you feel it, move it aside. Because it's not about logic and flax. It's about emotions and feelings. Doesn't mean you have a clear resolution, but it's the process that matters. You don't have to have a clear resolution to any disagreement. The key now is to allow your spouse the opportunity to air out what's upsetting them. That itself is a hatzlacha. That itself is a victory. You're silent, not stonewalling, listening empathetically, to hear them complain about you. Yes, complain about you. They have the microphone. He has a nice saying over here, which is very, very true. Don't steal that microphone. It takes very strong hard work and self-confidence. It's a hard rule to observe. Especially, listen carefully, if let's say your spouse is as guilty of the exact same behaviors which he or she is giving you mussar for. So then you will definitely have a defensiveness kick in. You'll have a sense of fairness or justice or outrage or indignation. How are you kidding me? You're complaining about this when you do this 100 times worse than I do? And even if that's true, you hold back, let her or him have the microphone. Let your curiosity and open-heartedness work, because if you don't, no healing will take place. Now is not the time to address it. Later, in maybe a week, 2 weeks, a month or two, you can address and acknowledge, hey, what you told me that I needed to correct, you need work on that too. But right now is not the time. Right now, don't steal their microphone. Once they have it, it's their turn. And you participate fully and cooperatively to understand what's causing the upsetness. Free of the shackles of your fragile ego. Again, what we're talking now is not easy work. Let at least 3 days elapse between your spouse's expression of displeasure and your initiation of a new conversation. So it's not a response to the old conversation. Let them have the microphone. That way your spouse feels understood, calm returns, healing begins, and then in a normal, healthy way, you could respond. So the idea is like this. The intimate relation between a husband and wife is the idea that comfort boils down to empathy and acknowledgement. When someone affirms what you are feeling and conveys an understanding of your distress, the sensitivity helps you feel safe and understood. So they could be venting and it's hard to hear. They even go overboard and said some harsh things that you feel you don't deserve. But you listen empathetically, you let them have their microphone. It will bring a feeling of safety and understanding, and you can build yourself from there. So that is the rule of to listen actively and don't steal their voice. And also to stick to the subject. Don't rehash every single crime, every single complaint. Don't globalize. Don't exaggerate. I think that's one of the seven midos of a chacham in Perek. Hey, plus a Mishnah test of Pirkei Avos. They stick to the subject. They don't move all over the place. And also, here's another thing. Don't be jealous of your own honor. Three times a day, we daven. Nafshi ka'ofer lakoil tia. Let my soul be humble like dust to everyone. And we daven this three times a day. Let it go. Don't respond. You're not so fragile that you can't bear an insult or accusation without becoming defensive or counterattacking. This offer is strength. It's true anivus. The offer produces beautiful fruits. Everyone stamps on it, but it gives life. Fruits, vegetables, nutrients. Even if you say afer, ashes, a broken spirit, Hashem not only does that not despise, but cherishes. If you're insulted, do not insult in return. They love him as the sun when it comes out in its might. Fortunate is a person. This is a Gemara Sanhedrin. Avigdor Miller used to say this. I wish I would have the Lashon Kodesh in front of me, but it's like this. Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Fortunate, one who hears himself being shamed but remains silent. Shama something ve'idish, and he's quiet. And because of his silence, 100 evils pass him by. He would have 100 aspects of Yisurim coming to him if he would have opened his mouth, but now that he's quiet, it passes him by. It's a big yisoid in life. Sometimes the silence brings healing. Hashem is meichel people that are mavar al midaysav, people that are easygoing, people that are not makbid on their own kavod. Your spouse actually did you a great favor and give you a great gift if you hold your temper and keep your mouth closed. It's ma'ir rachmei shamayim. You're not being a shmata. You're being smart. Later, things calm down. A couple of days pass by. You feel you need to respond in a normal, healthy way. There is a way to respond in a normal, healthy way. But right now, the listening creates that trust. Another thing to realize is to realize where it's coming from. This is a big yesod, that very often your husband and wife is like a mirror towards you. If they're not treating you right, it's Hashem really orchestrating it. Similarly to David HaMelech, it says that he was zeichet to be the fourth Merkava to the fourth wheel of the Merkava because of the fact that he was saival when Shimi ben Gera threw dirt at him and abused him and cursed him and hurled stones at him. And he said, leave him alone. Hashem amalei kilo. Hashem said to leave him alone. Now again, I do have to say one disclaimer here. When there's literal actual abuse that's taking place, it's much more complex. You know, abused person that's severely abused to be told, you know, all this is happening because of your sins and all that is extremely cruel and unjust. You have to take this also with a normal common sense aspect of things. You know, to say that a Nazi tortured a Rav till he died, that they deserved it, that it's, you know, you're responsible. You know, there's other things going on here. So you have to take this with a certain sensitivity and understanding. You know, there's a limit to it. But in general, it is true. It is true. That's very often when something happens, the first thing you do is self-reflection. That's what Hashem wants you to do. Not to go overboard, not to feel overly guilty, not to always think you're wrong, also not healthy. But maybe some of the distress here is because of something that I I need to fix. Something that I need to fix. I will share a personal story that happened to me that reflects this story. Be honest, I'm Maidala Emes, so I'm guilty of this. There was a one time, like at least 12 years ago, I think it was approximately 13 years ago, when my wife injured her foot. She had a boot on her foot. And I wasn't sympathetic enough. I was sort of taking it lightly. She was complaining about it, and I said something very, insensitive, like, it's not so bad, get over it, it'll heal, don't worry, but in a not caring way. And two nights later, I slipped my back stairs in the ice, shattered my ankle. It was a terrible break. Ended up having to have serious surgery and therapy with crutches and basically out of commission, and then the painful months of recovery from it. Now, to say that that's the only reason it happened, no. There could be millions of reasons why that happened. Make a dim lecheshbon, and it was looking back, there was a lot of learning experiences from it, and I grew from it, and I see a lot of bracha looking back in the lessons I learned in that experience. And to say that, all of that happened just because I was insensitive to my wife when she had pain in her foot, say that's the reason, no, you can't say that either. Because Hashem wouldn't do that. You make an insensitive comment, and so you go through a real traumatic experience for months and months and months. No, there's other lessons there too, but it is a lesson. It is a lesson. That's what it means. Hashem is telling me something. Next time around, be more careful. Be more sensitive. That's one of the lessons. It's clearly one of the lessons. Whether I like it or not, that is one of the lessons. So everyone, every human being, you look deeply in the painful experiences in your lives. Not to say that that's the sole reason for it. There's many other deep reasons. It may have been exaggerated, but there is a hint of something that's teaching you, fix your wagon. Be more sensitive. Be more sensitive. And you are more sensitive when you go through something like that. So that's a very important aside. Also, don't disrupt your normal routine. All of a sudden, run to a plane and I'm escaping and going away from your house. I'm on strike. I'm running to Florida and I'm not talking to you for a week. On strike, not stop working, stop taking care of this kid, stop making supper, stop going to the mikveh. Disrupt the physical, intimate life. Disrupt all other aspects of life. That is a terrible, terrible mistake. Avoid that at all costs. Never be nixchel in something like that. Never, chalila, chalila, break the habit of the routine of marriage because of any type of disagreement, no matter how severe it may seem. Continue the pattern of regular life. Continue physical, intimate life as best as you could. Handling of the house, the working, the taking care of the kids, everything. No such thing as going on strike. That is the beginning of the end in many cases. It's the terrible people look back when they did some such rash moves. They look back and they said, always with regret, that was a terrible, terrible mistake. Never fall into that trap of doing something crazy rash like that you will regret for the rest of your life. Bracha and atzlacha.